The celebration of the Incarnation, otherwise known as Christmas, is in a way the beginning of the Paschal mystery, the birth and then the death and the rising and the sending of the Spirit. This whole Paschal mystery of the dying and rising of Christ is kenotic. It's a self-emptying. And so, in a sense, he empties himself of his pure divinity and takes on materiality, takes on flesh with all its limitations. The infinite God, who knew no limitations because he's infinite, at one point in history takes on all the limitations of materiality, all the limitations of human flesh, including death. And he comes to us in that humble way, like a child totally dependent on his parents, the author of it all, the one who was father forever, takes on childhood, takes on vulnerability, puts himself in the behest of human beings and of nature. Why? It's just purely out of love. Because the Incarnation, the Paschal mystery, really began before the world began. It's always existed in the Godhead. Because the dying and rising pattern of the three persons giving themselves completely and receiving that back, the giving of the gift of self and the receiving of that and the return of that, it's just this dance of love that has been going on for all eternity. And all that happened in Jesus in Nazareth is that it became visible to us. It wasn't new. It just became visible. It became something that we personally and humanly could identify with. And to experience that divine relationship of dying and rising love that had always existed, and then we get to experience it in the flesh. And so, because we have now experienced that, because we know what the Godhead looks like, Jesus reveals that. He reveals who God is in a way that we can understand it, in a way that we can experience it. And so, now we are invited into that divine love. We're invited to lay down our lives. We're invited to make ourselves vulnerable. We're invited to be of service to all, and to discover that that's not as frightening as one would think. The world would tell us, oh, take care of yourself, be protected, and be guarded. And Jesus, that little child, isn't guarded, isn't protected. He puts himself in the hands of Mary and Joseph. He puts himself in the hands of King Herod, who is after his life. He puts himself in the hands of the Roman soldiers and the chief priests who put him to death. And that's our role too, to make ourselves vulnerable, to be accepting of that great gift and to return it in love. Mary's yes kind of envelops all of our yeses. She speaks for all of us in recognizing that this is the greatest gift in human history and said yes to it. Without fully understanding it, still a mystery to her, she pondered it for the rest of her life, but she said yes. And we don't fully understand it either, but we echo Mary's fiat, her let it be. Let it be unto us according to God's will. In the same way that Jesus handed over his will to the Father so that they could be one, so we hand over our will, we let go of our willfulness, we let go of our control, our desire to be in charge, and we just lay ourselves into the mystery of the Incarnation. This fleshness, this materiality that was in Jesus is in the Eucharist too. In fact, it's in all creation, because for all eternity, materiality and spirituality, divine and the creator and the created are one. Because God is in all of his creation. And one of the reasons we have the Eucharist is because we have this sacramental understanding that God is in things. And if God can be in simple things like bread and wine, then God can certainly be in me. The Eucharist isn't the only place that God is present. God is present everywhere. But having it localized in that bread and wine helps us to appreciate that great mystery of God in the world, of God in materiality, and especially God in us. So on this Christmas, we're grateful to this paschal mystery of God poured forth in the flesh, made real for us. And we recognize that this is all a part of a much larger mystery, that his birth also includes his death. And his death also includes his ascension. And it includes his breathing his spirit into us. That this, the mystery of this incarnate love lives on in you and me.